Yeah, it looks like Four Masters have done enough. Van Doorn got it back with a minute of normal time left to 2-9 to 12 points, just 3 points in it. But Four Masters substitute Joe Leap has come in here and he's hit 2 points. The second one probably a goal chance, but he's put his side 5 ahead again. So it looks like Four Masters are going to prevail. They were 5 up at half time and seven at one stage. But it looks like Van Doorn have a free in here now, but they probably have to try and organise a goal at this stage. It looks like Four Masters are going to add 2 points to the one against. They got it, Glasgow and Ely. Gary Clancy has taken that. He's driven it over the bar. It's 2-11 to 13 points here at the moment. And I think that the full-time whistle probably will be blown by Michael McShane with the kick-out by Ryan Haughey. A very entertaining game overall. Van Doorn coming back to make a fight of it after they looked dead and buried with about 6 minutes to go to half-time. Michael McShane is allowing a little bit more time. Four Masters have won the ball in the middle of the field. As I say, Van Doorn hit the last 4 points of the first half. They turned over 2-4 to 5 points down. But that margin has probably stayed between the teams up until just a minute before half-time when Adam Gallagher went forward and Gary Clancy got 2 points in quick succession to bring it back to 2-9 to 12 points. Killian Faulkner really has been the player of this match for Four Masters. He has hit four of their total so far. A brilliant performance. He's won everything that has gone inside as well. Another factor probably in the Van Doorn comeback late in the second half, Richard O'Rourke picked up an ankle injury, which may see him maybe miss the fourth round of matches. He seemed to stick his foot in a hole or something coming out. He has been very impressive. And Killian Faulkner has beaten Oisin Walsh to the ball again, as he has done. They had Matthew Clancy on him in the first half. And this time, and Four Masters have finished. Jamie Crawford has actually palmed a third goal for Four Masters. So certainly, there'd be no doubt about the scoreline at this stage. And I see most of the spectators here have got up off their seats and they're heading for the exits at this stage. 3-11 now to 12 points in favour of Four Masters, and it's all over. Michael McShane has blown the final whistle. A fantastic win for Four Masters here. They go on to 3 points in the table. Van Doorn remains pointless after 3 games. They will probably be battling for a relegation next weekend when the draw is made. But after an entertaining game here, Four Masters deserving winners. They dominated most of the first half and then kept Van Doorn at bay in the second half. And it's finished here in Tyrconnell Park. 3-11 to Four Masters, 12 points to Van Doorn.